The present investigation has documented the process of handicraft production elaborated by Nanho Women to propose a culturally satisfactory and more profitable organizational strategy. It is assumed that Nanho artisan women could achieve better working conditions if they have a clear awareness of all the elements that intervene in their productive process, besides, that it would benefit from structuring its productive process as a formal enterprise, since it could be benefited from government programs aimed at artisanal production. As methodology, one interview with a key informant, one group interview and a survey of 24 indigenous women were carried out. In this regard, in fieldwork it is observed that the division of labor occurs mainly by gender and ages within the family nucleus. There are great differences in the production and labor process from the informal sector that is the rule. Based on the above, it is concluded that the formation of a formal productive process cannot be established immediately, but will require prior community integration intervention.